All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Marcio Fonseca, the CEO of GR Silver Mining. And good to have you back again. Welcome.
Thank you.
Today, we're talking about more drill results from Plomosas, this one in the Plomosas mine area. And give me sort of some thoughts on these drill results right near surface, right, Marcio?
That's right. We had just finished the drilling program at the Plomosas mine area. It's part of our ongoing resource estimation. These drill holes are important because they were drilled probably 100 meters to the south of where we had drilled before the Plomosas breccia. That's lead, zinc, silver. And it's a result of a lot of work by the geologists in Mexico. Congratulations to them. Doing a lot of geology and planning oriented core. What's oriented core? You measure the structures and you put the information in 3D and you precisely can define how you want to drill and target a specific point below the surface, and we hit these 3 meters at 9 grams per ton gold.
So Marcio, you mentioned the resource estimate. That resource estimate, are you working on one specifically for that particular area, or would that be added in with something else?
So the resource estimate for the Plomosas project is going to comprise two resource estimations, one for the Plomosas mine area and another for the San Juan. That's why it's taking so long. Well, his point is like, the drill holes that we did at the Plomosas mine area were along probably 600 meters, 700 meters along the strike. And this area of gold discovery is to the southern end. And even after we finish the resource estimation in the next 6-8 weeks, we still have more extensions outside of this to continue to drill.
So there's lots more to come for sure. Yeah. I want to ask you about the 3D modeling because you noted it in the news release and specifically you talked about just the scope and size of this particular area and you really see that with the 3D modeling. Is that right?
Yeah, you got it. Think about 1 year ago when we bought this project, everybody thought it would be just an old lead and zinc mine, 400 meters long vein or breccia. Today is at least close to 800 meters. Not only we confirmed the extension of the lead and zinc, but the whole mountain has a lot of faults, means the structures cutting northwest, northeast, and each one of them have different styles of mineralization. This one particular for this release is northeast oriented and it's pretty much more gold.
Yeah. Marcio, are people starting to understand that just that point that there is a lot more here than what people had thought in the past? Do you think they're starting to get that message across now?
I believe so, particularly since last week when we completed the acquisition of San Marcial. We made the payment, first company ever to go through the whole process and acquire the project. The market has been reacting very positive, a material increase in the attention and the investors buying the stock.
All right, makes a lot of sense. Marcio, great to see you again. I know we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
All right, Marcio Fonseca, the CEO of GR Silver Mining.